calling first to go hunting with?
Face.
The other one would be?
They wouldn't like it, you know.
They'd be mad?
Get mad. Oh, he hunted all of them. They've hunted Dr. Womans over there in Franklin Pies. I don't know who all he ain't hunted. Cap Montgomery from New Orleans. And you know they would hunt. They come here, like on a, you see, they wouldn't have chance to hunt until Sunday. Sunday morning, you have more cars coming to my house and you could shake a stick at it. And I said, Lord, have mercy. So they'd come 4 days. Some of them, I always kept an
extra. Sunday.
On Sunday. Uh-huh. And the trouble of it would outdo me so, would none of them been in any breakfast. They come down, I would have to fix breakfast for 4 and 5 men. That I was Mr. And Cap from New Orleans. He, as a friend, did the and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go in the kitchen and cook. So finally one time I told Sugar, he went to go to town. I said, bring me about 5 loaves of bread. Mr. and turned in and come in the kitchen that morning. And I was fixing to put breakfast on the table for him, you know. And he seen I done put this a plate of light bread on this end, a plate on this end. He said, oh hell, take those old spider webs off this table. Please go in there. I done told Captain the biscuits you could make. I said, Mr. I works all the weekend. Saturday I cleans up. And washes and scours. And I says, oh, I got a lot of cotton in the field and I'm tired. He said, please, please. And he went and took that bread off the table itself. And I had to go in there and the stove was already hot and everything, you know, and cooked biscuits. And he says, don't bring them all on the table at once. He said, leave some up in, I had a warmer, you know, put them up in the warmer. And then we'll call for them if we want them. Lord, Mr. Heisman could eat. So, all right. I had to cook those biscuits and my light bread was just there. My husband said, I said, how come you tell me to get you, buy some light bread to help you out? And I said, didn't you see Mr. Heisman come in that kitchen and just stood around in there and talked with me and pitted me up to pick on, cook those biscuits? And I cooked the biscuits and they ate. So, all right, we need more biscuits. I bring another plate full in there. They weren't shame to eat. And so then he went home and he said he's sitting at the table and he told his wife, said, you know one thing, Ben Hickenbottom has got a good cook. I wished I could get Ben Hickenbottom down there. She said, well, you'll never get it. And said, you talking about cooking venison. Lord, I could be sitting there eating her venison now. Talking about deer meat. And the cook came in and brought the coffin, dashed it on the table, raised some on the tablecloth. He said, what the hell the matter with you? I heard you tell Ms. Miller